This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson, and welcome to this special live show at WNYC's Jerome L. Green Performance Space in New York City. Back in the early 1980s, I saw Tom Stoppard's brand new play, The Real Thing, on Broadway. If you don't know it, it's about a successful, angsty, middle-aged writer who's been married a long time and has a teenage daughter. At the time, it seemed fine. Okay, it's Tom Stoppard. But it didn't really speak to me. I was in my 20s. I was freshly married. I was full of my own youthful exuberance. I didn't have any children. I also had a slight issue with the title of the play. Just a couple of years earlier, I'd published my first book, a little collection of humorous essays called, as it happens, The Real Thing. When I published my The Real Thing, I was cut some serious slack because I was young at the time. Although in the book, I knew that precociousness had a shelf life. It's the rare first novel I wrote at age 25, praised by critics as exceptional writing for a man of 41. Well, as it turned out, I published my first novel almost 20 years later, at age 44. And sure enough, none of the reviews mention my age. One day you turn around and it's summer. Next day you turn around and it's fall. I just heard this song at Twyla Tharp's new show on Broadway, which consists entirely of Frank Sinatra tunes, and I thought, wow, I never really realized before how profound Sinatra is. What constitutes young and old are somewhat subjective, but as Oliver Wendell Holmes said, old age is 15 years older than I am. But officially, youth ends at 35. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, middle age runs from 35 to 54. Although the popular consensus seems to extend middle age to 60 and even 65 in some cases. But seriously, what does the end of youth mean? What I think is this. It comes when you finally, truly, viscerally realize that you're going to die. Which, if you're lucky, leads to the understanding that life really isn't a rehearsal and makes you start taking life seriously instead of just taking yourself seriously. By the time I saw Stoppard's The Real Thing a second time on Broadway at the beginning of this century, I had a 25-year career as a writer and a 20-year-old marriage and a couple of almost teenage daughters, and I was absolutely blown away by the play this time. Finally, I was old enough to get it. I was mature. The golden warm September of my year. As Tom Stoppard himself has said, age is a very high price to pay for maturity. A high price, sure, but you get what you pay for.